Well, it is indeed the holiday season, and a real treat is making its way to Boston, Box Center, Wang Theater. Starting tomorrow, the national tour of Elf the Musical makes its way to New England, and our next guest stars as Buddy the Elf, Eric Gratton, joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Mr. Gratton, good afternoon, sir.
Holy moly, Rich Kimball, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. We just got into the hotel, and we are in Boston.
Well, that's excellent. So you made it through the advanced screening that apparently you get wherever you travel.
It does seem to be that way. Everybody in the cast just kind of waltzes right through, and I get a nice tap on the shoulder saying, come with me, sir. And it's a slower little dance, not quite a waltz, but it all works out just fine.
And so you open at Wang Center tomorrow night playing Buddy the Elf, which has to be so much fun. Is it at all intimidating to play a role that was made so very iconic in the film version by Will Ferrell?
Well, it's interesting. I whenever I get that question, I think back to my time at the Maine Shakespeare Festival and playing Hamlet. And I decided then that I was the first person to ever play Hamlet, because if I thought too hard about it before everything that had come before, then I would never get down to actually doing the work. And I kind of take a similar tack with this one, but there are probably a dozen jokes that I do my best kind of to recreate the exact reading that Will Ferrell gives. But the rest of the time, you know, he smiles all the time. And so I just try to do that and have a good time all the way through it.
And you've played so many characters that are so well known, especially to younger audiences. You've played Shrek in Shrek the Musical. You played Homer Simpson on stage. What is it about you, Erica, that makes producers and directors say, yeah, he's the guy for this?
I have no idea. It started a couple of years ago, like you say, with Shrek, and then Homer Simpson, and then George, the boxing coach, and Billy Elliot has his share of fans. And about a year and a half ago in Seattle, I even got to play Billy Pilgrim from Slaughterhouse-Five. So I don't know what it is that makes them say, yeah, I see these guys, but I sure don't turn down the work. It's been a lot of fun.
And you've been in New York, you were in Toronto recently, and now off to Boston. So really, this is an international tour, not just national.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody wants to see it. We came from the Princess of Wales Theater in Toronto this last week, and it was just so beautiful. And I can't wait to see the inside of the Wang in Boston. Everybody says that it's one of the great theaters in the country, so I'm really excited about that.
And when you get to Boston, a certified Boston legend will be joining you playing Santa Claus in the cast.
Absolutely. George Wendt. He had his first performance with us up in Toronto, and it was just a dream. I mean, you know, I was born in the mid-70s, and so by the time Cheers came on, I was just old enough to appreciate some of Norm's humor. And, you know, the first time I run on stage screaming and hugging him, I feel like I've been preparing my whole life to do that.
We're talking with Eric Gratton. He plays Buddy the Elf. The national tour of Elf the Musical making its way to Boston starting tomorrow night for about a two-week run. And you mentioned your time in the Maine Shakespeare Festival, and Alan and I were just reminiscing. First of all, I can't believe that was like 19 years ago that we were doing that.
Yeah, 1999 and 2000, when I was a skinny little 23-year-old as opposed to a much more filled out 40-something guy myself. I'm sure you are exactly the same, but
yes,
I feel quite different.
As a matter of fact, I've dyed my hair gray just to make it look like I'm aging at a normal pace.
Oh, I'm sure, and the same glasses as then.
Absolutely,
same so prescription.
You did what was it? 6 shows in 2 summers at the Shakespeare Festival.
Seven.
Yeah. Oh my word!
Yeah, I always forget Charlotte's Web, right? Which is one of the ones I did with you.
Yeah, you were Wilbur.
I was, and you were the angry old sheik, were you not?
Typecasting, clearly, yes. Even then, they could see what I was all about, yeah.
I have a vivid image of you with a long piece of grass in your mouth, talking around it. Yeah.
You did an incredibly memorable, you mentioned the Hamlet production, but also a riotous production of the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, that the people are still talking about.
Oh, I hope so. I'm still talking about it every time I get a chance. There were three or four moments in the run of that that will stay with me forever. The last performance was in the driving rain, and the second to last big moment in it, the skull flew out of my hand while we were doing Hamlet and just landed in the audience, and about 10 seconds later came flying back at me from somebody who had caught it and decided to play hot potato with the skull. It's something that will stay with me forever.
And then a version of Cymbeline, I'm not sure I understood at the time, and I definitely don't understand it now.
I've done Cymbeline 3 times since then. I've never done Midsummer Night's Dream. I've never done Macbeth, Othello, any of that stuff, but I've done Cymbeline 3 times.
Do you get it yet?
I get Cloten. That's the character I played. He just wants to, you know, get in fights and get drunk and fall asleep. And that's kind of what he does. And I think he's one of the more accessible and hilarious clowns in Shakespeare. So every time I get a chance to play him, I would happily do it. But the rest of the show can be pretty opaque.
Eric Gratton playing Buddy the Elf, the national tour of Elf the Musical. Also, I'll bring it out here in the open for all the world to hear, a big-time Kansas City Royals baseball fan. They made a run, and they didn't trade any of those young guys. Do they hang on to Hosmer? Because we could use him in Boston.
I have a doubt that they'll hang on to any of them. I don't know even whether I want them to. I mean, he's a terrific defensive first baseman. He gets on base, and he had the best year for average that he had had. But it's tough to hit home runs in Kauffman Stadium. You know, Mike Moustakas broke the record this year with a paltry 38, I think he got to, which is the record for a Kansas City Royal. So I don't know that you want to pay what I'm sure is going to be well over $100 million for Eric Hosmer to, you know, hit somewhere around 21 home runs over the course of a year. There are people who vociferously disagree with me, but I think taking the draft pick compensation when he signs somewhere else is the way to go. And why not Boston? I think he'd do real well from the left-handed side of that plate.
And when they won the World Series, do I remember right that you were on stage doing a show and didn't get to watch it live?
That's right. I was doing Mr. Burns, a post-electric play at ACT Theater in Seattle, alongside a fantastic actor named Ann Allgood, a Broadway veteran who's a big St. Louis Cardinals fan. So I got to rub it in her face a little bit, but I did not get to see it. And the year before, when they lost in 7 to the Giants, I was also in rehearsal for Mary Poppins and didn't get to see that either.
You also, and I haven't had a chance to talk with you about this on the phone or otherwise, but you spent some time with a really interesting and fascinating guy by the name of John Considine. Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Oh, goodness. Absolutely. He's become something of a surrogate father to me. We did the David Mamet play, A Life in the Theater, together in a theater called the Key City Public Theater in Port Townsend, Washington, real close to the border with Canada. And it's just the two of us, and there's 26 scenes, and it was his retirement project. You know, he grew up in the golden age Hollywood. His dad was a producer, also named John Considine, who produced all the Mickey Rooney movies and a couple of things like Boys Town with Bing Crosby. And he grew up in that neighborhood with people like Harpo Marx as neighbors and the Crosbys and... you know, he went to dance class with Elizabeth Taylor when they were all 12. So he took me under his wing, and I heard every wonderful story. And he's got 2 amazing books that you can buy on Amazon. And I call him probably once a month to bug him after he's teaching Tai Chi in the morning and before his nap. And he gives me fantastic advice on how to keep doing what I'm doing and, you know, maybe take the next step forward.
Well, that's wonderful. I've seen pictures of the production of Elf the Musical. Fantastic. What's the best part of playing this role and being in this production?
Oh, I mean, people, you know, they dress up to come see it. It's almost like doing a production of Rocky Horror Picture Show, but with 2,000 people in the audience that know and love what you're going to do. And they don't seem to want to hold me to do an impression of Will Ferrell, but they go with, you know, what it is that I do with the character, which is, but you know, it's my own humor mixed with the script's humor, mixed with Will Ferrell's humor. And since Buddy smiles all the time, I mean, you know, that's not necessarily what I am as a human, but after I get done with the show, it is. I can't stop smiling. You know, it just puts me in such a fantastic mood. And the other people in it, this is by far the most impressive collection of talented singers, dancers, and actors that I've really ever had to be with. You know, Charlotte's Web notwithstanding, of course.
Well, I'm so happy for you. I know it's got to be a wonderful production playing at Box Center Wang Theater from tomorrow, the 28th, through December 10th. If you're anywhere in New England, obviously you have to be. You're listening to us. Get yourself to Boston and see Eric Gratton and this terrific cast in Elf the Musical. So thrilled for you. And I knew this would happen or something similar. You and I were married in Comedy of Errors all those years ago.
Oh, it was, you're one of the best stage wives I've ever had.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I'm better at it on stage than in real life.
I would not argue with you.
Eric, congratulations on this. Have a wonderful time on the run, and appreciate you talking with us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks a ton, Rich.
Eric Gratton, Buddy the Elf, Elf the Music. It's available. You can go online and get them at Box Center Wang Theater, opening up tomorrow night, the New England leg of this national tour.